Blog Talk Radio. National Empowerment Radio presents Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. Real issues, real talk on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm Dr. Wendy, and I will be your host for tonight's show. Tonight, we are going to, ladies, we are going to talk about career development for the new year. Now, why are we talking about that? Why is that an issue? There are other things that we can talk about. I get it. I understand. However, over the last couple of weeks, I actually say a couple of months, career development, career frustration, the next phase, what do I do next? I'm not happy here. All of those questions I've had in conversations with a lady in one form or another. So whether it was looking at the new year and saying, what am I going to do with my career? How do I take it to the next level? How do I have those conversations? I need mentoring, et cetera, et cetera. I felt it was time for us or for me to take a step back and just talk about career development for the new year, since I just had this conversation again with another young lady on Friday. So with that said, before I get started, as you all know, this is an internet radio show, and at any point in time, you can dial in to give me your questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, etc. My number, my dial-in number for my guests, let's see, it is 929-477-4103. Again, it's 929-477-4103. Feel free to chime in at any time. Now, if you do decide to call in, I will say the last digits of your phone number, and at that point in time, you'll be live on the air. And if you can just simply please give me your first name, and then what state you're calling from. You can also text me as well. Those of you that have my cell phone number, feel free to text me any comments or questions you have at any time. All right, so let's get started. So career development for the new year. Now, when I say career development, ladies, I am not necessarily talking about working for someone else. Career is whether you are talking about the job that you currently have or working for someone else, or if you are currently working for someone else and you're looking to explore various entrepreneurial ideas that you may have. So it goes both ways. So it's just interesting how people have a tendency to think that career development just means a job that you're working for someone. No, it does not. It can be other endeavors as well. So with that said, let's just talk about the new year, and where you were in 2015 and where you'd like to start to take your career in 2016. So I mentioned my conversation that I had with a young lady on Friday. And when I said young lady, she definitely was much younger than I am. However, I've had this conversation with all ages in some capacity, actually. So I just noted 2015. Where are you in 2015? And I find that conversations that I've had over the last several weeks is, you know, I'm frustrated in 2015 and my career didn't go anywhere. I didn't get a raise and have no promotion opportunities. I want to start my own business. How do I start it? What do I do? It's time for me to make a change. Well, one thing I can say that you definitely need to do first, and I'm saying this based off of experience, one thing you definitely need to step back and ask yourself is, what do you truly want to do? Are you currently, if you're currently working for someone else right now, do you enjoy what you're currently doing? Do you have the skill sets needed? And I say this because several individuals I've talked to, several ladies that I've talked to, they have the desire, aspirations, and goals to take their career to the next level. However, they don't have the appropriate qualifications needed to become that manager, to become that supervisor, to become that project lead, to become that director, et cetera, et cetera. So with that said, you need to take a step back and assess your skill set, assess your education, assess the various certifications that may be required for the position that you desire. So that's always the first question I ask is, okay, you're not pleased with the position that you're currently in, but do you qualify for anything else different, number one? And I'll say not all the time, but I'd say 30 to 40% of the time, most of the people are not where they need to be, nor have they try to reach out to someone to find out what's necessary for them to get to the next level. Now, another thing that's important is you need to assess the climate that you're in, and you need to determine if that organization is for you. Now, what do I mean? What do I mean? I just got a text somebody saying, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you what it means. It means... bear with me here a second. I have to make some adjustments with my earpiece here. What does that mean? Well, let me tell you. It means, do you work for an organization that's going to promote you? Now, I say that to say that you need to take a look around and look at the people that are in the position that you desire. Who's currently occupying those positions? Historically, have you seen a black guy? Have you seen an Indian guy? Have you seen a Hispanic guy? Have you seen any minority in that position? And I know I just got somebody that said, here you go, you're trumping the race card. I am trumping the race card because that's seriously something for you to consider, because that will help you determine if that's an organization that you will continue to work for. Now, what do I mean? I mean that some organizations don't have minority managers. And if you've noted over the last several years that there are no minority managers there, that should tell you something. Now, you can definitely apply for a position if you qualify. However, just take a look at the climate that you're in and determine if that has occurred over the last 3 to 5 years. Have you seen any minority managers? I get that all the time. That is the common theme and thread that I get. I want to be a manager. Okay, well, is your organization where it needs to be to acknowledge you and respect the fact that you are interested in that position? And if it's not, maybe it's time for you to move on. Now, here, let me take a look here. You know, I'm always looking at articles and things like that, and I want to take a look here at an article that I pulled up, and it focuses on what you need to do and some of the strategies that it takes. Because I'll tell you, the last thing that you want to be in, last mindset or last situation you want to be in for the upcoming new year, or for this year, excuse me, I'm thinking we're still in 2015 and we're getting ready to go into February 2016, so forgive me. The last thing you want to continue is to have a mindset of frustration going into 2016. It's still early in the year and you can still do something about it. So, with that said, I'm going to go back to the last two comments that I made. First off, are you qualified for the position that you're interested in? Number one. Number two, take a look at the climate and the individuals that are in the position, excuse me, that you're interested in, and ask yourself, if you've been there for the past 3 to 5 years, ask yourself, have you seen a minority in that particular position if you are a minority? Ask yourself that question. Have you seen a woman in that position? It's just something to really ask yourself. Now, why is that important? Because it will tell you a lot about the organization. And if you find that, wow, I haven't seen that, that may tell you that maybe this organization isn't for me. If you find that, and in 2016, I just really would find it hard to believe that there are no minorities in a supervisory / management / director / VP position. Oh, that would be a hard pill for me to swallow. All right, so here, let me take a look at, while I'm looking up this, and another thing I'll tell you just from various conversations that I've had, you have to learn to self-promote yourself as well. So I'll talk a little bit more about self-promotion, but I want to go back and just take a look at, let's see here, bear with me, come on. All right. First off, I mentioned that you need to take a look at your background and determine if you're qualified. Well, this particular article that I found here, just providing some information for those that are ready to give serious consideration to investing into your career. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And I can have obviously some gentlemen that are listening that can pass this information as well as leverage the information as well. Although my concentration tonight is ladies, some of this information can be leveraged. You can leverage some of this information as well. One of the things that you can definitely do is once you have determined if you're qualified for the position that you're looking to explore, you need to start investing in your strengths. And use them more frequently. If you're looking to explore a management position, whether it's at a supervisor, management, director, VP level, you need to start leveraging your strengths and use them more frequently. If you're good at putting projects together, if you're good at managing and leading projects and doing things like that, you need to put your name in the hat and let the person know that you report to and or others that you're interested in taking the lead on various projects so that those leadership traits and skills can be seen by others. You have to start stepping up, because just sitting back and thinking that tenure and coming on time and is going to get you where you need to be, that's not the case. So, you know, I'm looking here at some of the, I got some questions here, comments coming in. Here I have someone that said they got stuck in a situation where they were at a, please remember when you text me, let me know your first name and what state you are texting me from, please, because this particular person did not. Nevertheless, this particular person said, he or she got comfortable in their position, had earned a couple of degrees, and there still was no movement, but they liked the company they were working for. It took for them to take a look at their environment and who was in certain leadership positions to determine that it was time for them to move on, and that they essentially were fortunate enough to obtain employment at that particular organization so it could pay for their education. And now that they had obtained their education and met the organizational requirements after earning an education, because there are some companies that require you to stay a year after you earn your degree or however the situation is, you need to look into that also. But this particular person said they met the educational expectations, and then they decided to move on. And once they moved on to the next level, they went in at one position, and then 2 years later, they were promoted to a leadership role. So again, you know, you have to really take a look at your climate, and in doing that, you have to invest in your strengths, leverage them as frequently as possible so that people know that you have the skill set that you're looking to sell, because that's what it is. You're still selling. Your skills wants you to get in. Okay, let's see here. The next thing that's important that I've found and learned that's critical over the years, if you're looking to take your career to the next level, whether, again, you are working for someone or have your own business and or you're looking to start your own business with what you're currently doing. And I will talk about that a little bit more. Now, one thing you must do also when it comes to assessing your career and wanting to go in a different direction is your investment in the right relationships. And with doing that, you have to make sure that you give those relationships time and attention. So if you're looking to get to know someone, and if you're looking to get to know someone and you want to take that career to the next level, get to know the right people. Get to learn how to build those relationships. Get to learn how to do that. And you have to nurture those relationships that you're starting. Essentially, you have to take a look at the people of influence, and you need to identify your circle of influence and ask yourself right now, do you have a circle of influence? Do you have individuals that can assist you with navigating your career, whether it is with an organization or if it's your own business or if you're looking to start your own business? Do you have a circle of influence? That's a question to ask yourself. And if you don't, you can get one. However, that circle of influence can be built and developed by networking. So you have to invest in how to network the right way. And that's another show. We'll talk about networking the right way on another show. But you have to ask yourself, do you have a circle of influence? And if you don't, you need to identify that circle of influence, and you have to give the individuals that you select to be your circle of influence the right kind of time and attention, okay? All right, next thing you need to look into, if you find that you are currently not happy in your current position, frustrated with your current status, looking to take things to the next level, and maybe you feel stalled, you've got to do something different. All of us, we've heard the whole phrase, you can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. You can't. And that phrase applies to personal as well as business. You can't keep doing the same thing. So let's keep it moving here. Let's continue to move on to the next piece of information that I also felt was necessary for you to take your careers to the next level. Now, the next thing that's also critical is that along with obtaining your circle of influence, you need to also be very mindful of individuals that you are associating with on a daily basis as well. That is critical, and in many instances, I say that to some of this piece of information is very important for you to consider, because everyone's watching you. They're looking at you all the time. And if you have the desire to excel and move up in any organization, or if you're looking to grow your business or to start developing a business on your own, you have to start associating yourself with certain people, and people pretty much identify you in many instances with individuals that they see you with on a regular basis. So be very mindful of individuals that you associate with on a daily basis as well, because they, in many instances, have more influence on others than when it comes to you and what people think about you than what you think. Okay? Now, another thing that I think is important that you must do as well is you must let individuals know what your goal aspirations are, and let them know what your focus is. Let them know what your desires are. You have to let them know that you want to manage this area, that you're looking to for your next position to be director of financial planning. You have to speak that, and you have to let them know that's your goal and aspiration. Now, if you are looking to start your own business and start consulting in the same area that you're currently working in, which I think is a great idea as well, you need to start making that happen. Why is that important? Well, I'm going to tell you, I have several business associates that used to do, I'll say, worked in diversity or worked in HR, worked in some other capacity for organizations for years, and those individuals decided to step out of their comfort zone and start their own consulting, doing the exact same thing, doing for other organizations. Now, no, that's not an easy task. It really is not. However, if you have the appropriate support system, I've found that many, many people that I know that have started to do that, and when I say that, I say over 10 individuals, when they decided to take that kind of risk and they started contracting out the same services that they are performing for other organizations, they ended up making much more money consulting on their own than they did working for someone else. So, you know, it's just pros and cons. You just have to understand what works best for you, and you have to make a move, ladies and gentlemen. You have to make a move. All right, so next thing here, next thing that we are going to do is take a look at creating a strategy. You gotta have a strategy, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you what I did. I was in a situation where I felt stuck. And that's why I said, I'm coming to you based on experience. I felt like I was stuck. And I said, okay, if this does not happen, I've got to do something different. So I ended up going and working for an organization, and I gave myself a timeline. And I said, okay, if I'm going to start out in this role, once I got in, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not being arrogant, not being cocky, but when I got in there, I saw that there were individuals that they were directors and vice presidents of certain areas. And I said, you have got to be kidding me. These people do not have the skill set to be in these positions, and they have these titles. I was mortified. So my take on that situation was, well, I'm going to get in here. I'm going to grind this out for a year. And if I am not in another position in the next year and a half, I got to get out of here. Because I knew the individuals that I was in meetings with, and they had upper-level positions, I knew that my talent completely superseded that, period. I knew that. From a leadership perspective, I knew it superseded it. From having the ability to make a decision, I knew that my skill set superseded that. So all I did was went in and looked at the lay of the land, And once I saw that individuals were truly not in the right positions, I said, no, this is not going to work. So I'm saying all that to say, you have to let individuals know the next position that you want, and that's exactly what I did. Now, how did I do that? Well, there was a system. They had like this profile that we had to go into the system and put in, and we essentially had to put the various courses that we had taken, the various professional development courses that we had taken, and, you know, obviously our education and what our goals and aspirations were and what kind of career development we wanted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we had to go in and answer those kind of questions, and I was very clear with the direction that I was looking at going, and I made it a point to fill that out because I wanted individuals to see where my mindset was and where I thought my skill set currently is and what I have to offer. That is how I did that, because I actually had a guy come back and say that, oh, I saw your profile out there. I see you know exactly what direction you're looking at going. I said to myself, yes, I do. And that's exactly why I filled that out. So don't take those kind of things for granted if they currently exist. Take 30 minutes out of your time and fill it out, and it may not even take that long. Now, yes, you're absolutely right. I have somebody sent me a message here saying, what if we don't have that? Well, if you don't have a system in place that is asking you to complete your profile from a development standpoint, then you need to let people know. Speak and let them know. I did the same thing as well. I said not only did I fill out the profile from an HR perspective, but when I had various meetings and when the opportunity presented itself, I let them know. How did I do that? Let me give you this example. We were going through an audit. This is when I first got there. And an academic accrediting board had questions for me, and they had some questions about my background. And they basically had said, you know, so what are your plans? Where do you see yourself here in the next 3 to 5? I said, well, you know, I'm looking to have his job. And the guy that was sitting next to me, that's the guy I reported to. And I said that, and I didn't blink. I didn't blink. I didn't flinch. Because that's exactly what my plan consisted of. So either I'm going to have that position that he has here, or I will have that position somewhere else different, or I will create my own. So one or the other will exist, but I won't be here. So it's just things like that. You have to speak it when individuals give you the opportunity. Be very modest. You don't have to be arrogant. I wasn't arrogant with it. But people need to know that you have goals and aspirations and talent to go to the next level, which in many cases is the person that you're reporting to. Now, that may not necessarily mean that that position will be at that current company. It may mean that you will hold that position somewhere else, and that's okay too. But you just need to put it out there so individuals will know that if an opportunity presents itself, that they can present something to you as long as you're performing. All right. So with that said, I mentioned earlier, I talked something about what do you want to do, either – developing or taking your career to the next level consists of you working for someone, or you are looking at starting your own consulting business, etc. Well, I will say this. If you have an ounce of having an entrepreneurial spirit, and if you know what you are currently doing at your place of employment where you or someone else is paying you, if you know you're good at what you do, I highly recommend that you look into starting your own consulting business if you have the appropriate support. I'll say that again. If you have the appropriate support, I highly recommend that you look at consulting your services because that can be a very, very positive move for you. Now, keep in mind, no business grows overnight. It's definitely going to take some work on your behalf. However, I have found over the years with talking to individuals that have taken the leap, they have decided to jump. And when I say decided to jump, that is from Steve Harvey's mantra that he has been leveraging here over the past couple of months. So take that jump, take that risk, and do that if your situation permits itself. Okay, that's another thing. You have to have the appropriate support system in order to do that as well. Okay, here's something else I'm going to pass. Let me see here. I want to pass this on also. Some additional information that I think you will. What is this? Just hold on here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so here it is. This I thought was really excellent. How being unfocused can take your career to the next level. This particular article noted that sometimes you just need to take a step back and not overanalyze your situation, because some things can happen organically if you put out the right information, if you put out and or have the right kind of conversations, that things will happen organically and you can't force things. So essentially, plant the career seeds, whether you're working for someone else or if you have decided to start your own consulting business, plant the seeds and they will grow. However, you just have to know what kind of seeds to plant. That's the thing. You have to really take a look at your situation and be able to determine if you are planting the right kind of seeds. So be very, very mindful of that. Now, one thing I am going to say that you have to be very careful of, and that's getting in your own way. And I've seen that happen, ladies, a lot. And it really happens a lot for minority women, especially Black women, when it comes to some of the stereotypes that exist. And the number one stereotype that exists for Black women is a couple of them exist, is not being able to work with a woman, having an attitude. That's just not a good way to go into things when it comes to trying to show your skill set. It's one thing to be decisive and can make a decision. However, you just don't want to come across as being the bulldog and being someone that's going to mow over everyone, or being someone that's going to cop an attitude and get slick and be upset all the time. You don't want to do that. Do not fall into any of ladies, please, my sisters, please, I have to say, do not fall into any of the regular stereotypes that currently exist about us. Do not do that. Your overall objective is, yes, your goal is for you to be you, but you don't have to have an attitude going into the workplace. You don't have to be categorized as being someone difficult to work with. You don't want those type of stereotypes, not the ones that a lot of them see on television. You don't want that. You want to be the person that goes in and you're handling business. You should not be there to entertain your coworkers or anyone else. That is not your job. You are not there to entertain. It's all about handling business. Keep it professional, and that's it. And you do the exact same thing. You develop the appropriate relationships, because that's important as well. Do not go in
with anyone being able to say that she always has the attitude, it's always something, very argumentative. Stay away from it, because that will prevent you from being promoted. That will prevent you from being promoted, and you don't want that, okay? All right, let me go to some of my comments here before I close off for the evening. Those were just some of the highlights and some of the things that I think that you definitely need to do from my personal experience when it comes to taking your career to the next level. Oh, and here's another thing. Ladies, appearance and dressing the part that you aspire to have is definitely important. Why? Why, people say, they always ask. Well, it's important because people have to be able to visualize and see you in a leadership position. If you do not carry yourself as if you are a leader, speak like a leader, you will not be seen as a leader. You also have to look the part. If you work in an environment that is casual every day and allows you to wear jeans every day, don't get too comfortable, ladies. Don't get too comfortable with that. Yeah, you can definitely enjoy the benefit of wearing jeans. However, make sure your jeans are work appropriate. Make sure that your outfit says professional. Don't let your outfit say, I'm just hanging out on a Saturday, going shopping. Don't present yourself that way, because in many instances, I'll tell you, depending on the climate, you will not be taken seriously. If you're wearing clothes that are too tight, if you're wearing spandex to work, yay, you don't want to do that. I'm telling you, you don't want to do that. People don't want to see all that, and it's not necessary for you to sit and to think that clothes that are naturally uncomfortable for you is going to get you where you need to be in the workplace. Think about it. Look in the mirror every day. If you have to second guess it, don't wear it. That's the proverbial rule of thumb. That's the proverbial workplace rule of thumb. If you have to second guess it, don't wear it. Okay? All right, so let's see here. I thought I found another article that had some good information in it, because I wanted to make sure. Just hold on here with me. While I do that, I'm going to look at some of these comments. Okay, Sarah from Baltimore, thank you for sending me a message. She basically notes here that she's been stuck in her career. She's been stuck working for a place for several years. I've been stuck at an organization for several years. Thought eventually the organization would promote me after working hard, being here every day. And then she said after she saw people that came in after her, they were starting to get promoted, then that's when she started questioning, what's going on? What do I need to do in order to be visible, be seen? And that's frustrating. So she, bear with me, it's a long message. She ended up, she essentially went to her boss, which she said at first was not a good idea. He didn't buy in. He wanted me to stay in my lane, stay in my space, literally. And she did not agree with that. So after having several other conversations with different individuals, she had started finding out more information regarding what she needed to do to be seen, to be visible. And one of the people here, I mean, just bear with me, this is a long message. She noted that one of the individuals told her, made a comment about, similar to what I said about tooting your own horn, being visible, letting people know, exposing your skill set and capitalizing it with the right people is what she said is important. So thank you. That's some very good information. I agree with you. You have to definitely capitalize on your skill set, and you have to let the right individual know the talent that you have and the value that you can bring. I'm talking the same topic for different situations, either for an organization or someone that you're currently working for, or for your own particular business. You need to exactly do the same thing. With that, when it comes to building your circle of influence, you need to make sure that that complete circle, that circle is, number one, you need to assess influence and make sure you select the right individuals. And then, B, you need to make sure that you have them readily available for counsel for you. When it comes to making certain decisions, you need certain advisors, certain individuals that can counsel you through a certain process, okay? All right, I got a couple more comments here. I've been in a position for 8 years, earned my master's degree several years ago. I was told initially when I started working on my master's that other opportunities by that time I finished will present themselves, and I will had a good chance of being promoted. Well, she said that has come and gone. It's been several years later and nothing has occurred. What do I do? You need to make the determination if it's time for you to move on from that particular organization, because it sounds like things have changed, A, or they just said anything to you. So apparently things have changed a bit. You know, organizations do change in 3 years. If it's 3 to 4 years, they change. Things change. Things can change yearly. And if you don't have the same leaders in place, it's just a lot of moving parts when it comes to different things like that. And you have to just make sure that you determine and assess that the timing that you're there is the right time. And if it's not, it's okay for you to start looking for something else, because there's someone else out there that will appreciate the hard work and your talent. So you have to always consider that as well. A couple more comments here. Hey, Dr. Wendy, I have Priscilla. Thank you, Priscilla, for sending me the note. It's Priscilla. Just bear with me here while I read this. I have been trying to get into this is sounds similar to the last message I just read. Been trying to extend my. Just bear with me here. I'm just trying to read it here so I can give you a synopsis. Trying to basically take my career to the next level. My manager is not, says one thing, he'll say he's supportive, but his actions do not show that. I've tried to assist with various projects and or even taken the lead on projects, and it appears as if things never work in my favor. I have put my name in to lead various projects for the past 2 years and have never been selected. I feel stuck. Well, if you feel stuck, you should go. You should consider exploring other opportunities is what I'll say. You know, when I say things like that, I always want to preface that. Please make sure that your current situation allows for you to do that. You know, I'm obviously never asking anyone to go and to quit their job. Never saying that. All I'm saying is for you to assess your situation to determine what your next move is, because it sounds like you need to make some kind of move. And that I find is the most difficult piece for people, is to make a move. You got to step out and do something different. So that's my response to that. I'll take one more comment here before. Okay. This particular person did not give me a name. They noted that, okay, bear with me.
They noted here, worked for an organization for 8 years, been promoted a couple times. However, they've all been lateral moves. There's been no upward mobility. It seems as if every 2 or 3 years when I have something to say or bring up career advancement, professional development, and things like that, that I feel can take my career to the next level, it appears as if they will talk about it, and then after a month or so, a couple of months, a lateral opportunity presents itself. But it seems as if it's always just lateral. It's never anything at the next level or what I've been asking for. So what do I do? Similar situation, as I mentioned before. You need to determine if that environment is for you. You know, are they just trying to appease you and moving you around, literally moving you around, and it's just a lateral move? Nah. If you have the appropriate credentials and qualifications to apply for a job at the next level, apply for that job. Or move on and start looking for another position, obtain a new position, and then while you're at that position, if you're not able to start your business on your own, then if you do that, you can take a look at consulting on your own. That's always, I get chills every time I think about it, because I know I have several individuals that are doing very well. Now, when it comes to outsourcing the same services, that's right, outsourcing the same services that they are currently doing for someone else. So you've got to take a step back, and I think both of you individuals do. You need to take a step back. Do some self-assessing and determine where you'd like to be this time next year. Because if you really remember, this year's going to start to blow by. January, over. February, shortest month. March, ends the first quarter. So you got to start making some moves. Got to start doing something different. Okay? All right, with that said, I have several other comments. I'll definitely respond to you. I'll respond to you individuals that have sent me additional comments, and I do appreciate that. I really do appreciate you tuning in and you sharing your thoughts with us. So with that said, what's my recap for the night? Well, ladies, we're talking about you tonight. We're talking about career development for the new year, and it's still the beginning of the new year, in my opinion. It's still time for you to make a change. It's not too late. So, with that said, take a step back and assess your professional situation. Ask yourself, is this where I want to be? If not, you have to create the steps in order to start navigating. You have to create the map that's going to assist you to start navigating through your career map. And that career map consists of you being promoted into a position in an organization that you're currently at, or you taking a leap and start applying or the other organizations, or it's you taking a leap and decide to explore your entrepreneurial desires and endeavors. You have to decide where you're at with that. You have to decide your circle of influence. You have to take a step back and determine if the current individuals that you're surrounding yourself is adding value. You have to ask yourself all these things. I can give you my recommendations, and I can give you the things that I've experienced. However, at the end of the day, you have to take the necessary steps in order to take your career to the next level for the new year. All right? Okay, ladies, that's it for tonight. Good conversation, good, actually good
good questions and comments that I receive from you, and I always appreciate that kind, that support. I appreciate it all the support. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'll say before we close out for the evening, have any big event coming up, it's going to be in the Minnesota area. It's actually a weekend. It's the 7th annual Minnesota Steppers All-Star Bash. Those of you that are steppers. And this is also for individuals that are not. The weekend kicks off on Thursday, March 10th. It's a meet and greet. It's going to be a nice set. Those of you that are in the Minnesota area that can fly in, and remember, we are conveniently located by the Mall of America. Okay, I have to say that. So then we will continue. Friday night, we'll have a big steppers contest. March 11th, we'll have that contest at the Host Hotel, which is the Hilton Bloomington. Then on Saturday, we have, oh my gosh, we have several things going on Saturday. We have a Girls on the Move, which is my girls' mentoring program, is having a tribute show fundraiser, and that will be held at the Knights of Columbus in Bloomington. We are going to have a women's empowerment tribute show / fundraiser for my girls on the Move program. So that's going to be Saturday night. We have that. We have the tribute show. Then we have a huge line dance contest that's coming together very nicely, I might add. We have several couples from out of state, and we have several couples that are in the city of Minnesota that are participating as well. So it's going to be a very nice evening. Then we also have dance floors. For those of you that want to keep dancing, we have the space for you to dance as well while all of this is going on, okay, just so you know. Then on Sunday, we have a pancake, pancake farewell breakfast along with more dancing. So it's going to be really nice. So, again, if you're in the Minnesota area, March 10th through the 13th, you can contact me, inbox me on Facebook, and I can give you and send you more details. However, for those of you that are traveling from out of state, if you're interested, the $99 room rate ends on February 11th. So if you're going to make a move, you need to make a move quick. All right. So with that said, that's the big event that I have coming up. Either the last week in February or the first week in March, we're going to have the ladies that we are honoring that particular evening, that Saturday evening, that piece I missed. On Saturday, we're going to have the fundraiser tribute show for my Girls on the Move program, and then we're also going to honor four women, women of influence that have been very active in the community over the last several years are going to be acknowledged at that tribute show as well. So it's all about girl power. It's going to be really nice. So if you're interested in that event, you can please hit me on Facebook, or feel free to email me at drwendy@drwendyjohnson.com. Very simple. drwendy@drwendyjohnson.com. Okay? Just reach out to me, and I can definitely provide you with a flyer that we have. It's really nice. We have all these women on there, and we have the honorees. It's really, really a nice document. So just let me know if you're interested. All right, we're going to close out this evening with, I have to close out with another song on the J-Mo's Big Boy CD that's out. You can definitely go. I'm going to refer you to YouTube. You can put in J-Mo's. He has several videos. The one I'd like you to take a look at is Steppers All-Star Bash, some of those videos from the past. Just put in the Minnesota Steppers All-Star Bash, and things will definitely come up. YouTube videos for you to see the kind of crowd that we have obtained historically. Okay, well, this particular song is, again, as I mentioned, from J-Mo's CD, Big Boy. You can go check him out on CD Baby. Actually, if you receive my email and you click on his picture, it will take you straight to CD Baby, as well as other music outlets as well. You can purchase the entire CD or you can purchase any single on the CD as well. So we're going to end this evening with one of the singles. It is called Get Down. So with that said, good conversation, great comments. Those of you that I didn't get an opportunity to reach out to, I will just respond to you. And if you end up listening to this topic via podcast after the fact, feel free to reach out to me as well, and we can continue the dialogue, and I will answer any questions that you may have. And please keep in mind, these are all topics that are I'm very passionate about, because at the end of the day, whether we are talking about individuals that are in the news or topics that are in the news, or if we are talking about various professional development topics, all of these various things are done to educate the community about what's going on in the news. We just want you to be aware of what's happening. All right, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, please, as always, keep your eyes on the prize and have a good week. Good night.
Come on. Come on. Get down.